Banner. Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right. Hey, Rick Adams with you here on RBN. Come on now, join me. Rick Adams for the hour tonight. And, well, I didn't nail down any guests. I will tell you that that there's something interesting going on at the Ron Paul headquarters. I know that I talked to D.V. Kidd today. She's on a flight pretty soon. She's traveling. She's busy. However, she did say what I had known, that is that the Ron Paul campaign right now has been getting a tremendous amount of emails and calls, and Ron Paul for president right now is not responding. They are not getting back to anybody that I know of. So something is up. Something is in their sleeve. And in the meantime, a little bit later on in this hour, I'm going to give you a little bit of insight as to what's going on for New Hampshire, hopefully, for tomorrow in challenging that whole election, that whole primary election. Meanwhile, don't forget that we are offering the book, Wrongly Blamed, Dr. Kasem Khalil, who was on the program last night, and he comes to us quite regularly now from Europe, where he's building his businesses, and he's over there, obviously, helping to push oregano and many other natural herbal remedies. And we're grateful to be able to talk to him again. But I'm going to give this chance again tonight. Only we're going to make it for those of you who do not have access to the Internet and you'd like to order the book, we're going to actually give you a chance to order it as well as those who have access to PayPal. So what we'll do is when we give the signal, we'll tell you if you wish to order. Then you can do it. Those of you who do not have PayPal on the Internet can call my producer, the same number, off air, and he will give you an address to send the amount of money to, which is $25 for three books, 400-page book, exposing the Israeli involvement in the whole 9/11 debacle. 2001, 9/11, 2001, the same people who attacked the USS Liberty, who now run John McCain's campaign and Hillary Clinton's campaign, are the same people who were implicated in 9/11. You can't afford to be without this book, Wrongly Blamed. $25 for three copies. I mean, can you believe it? The book sold for $20 apiece and $5 for media mail shipping with delivery tracking. So you can do that tonight. PayPal. Go to paypal.com if you're registered, and you can send in your order, as a couple have done last night. Rick458@cox.net. You send your money where it says send money to for the books. Rick458@cox.net. A little bit later on, we'll in the next break, we'll have those of you who wish to buy the book by mail to send a money order or check to an address that we will give you, okay? And you'll get the book as well. So three copies for that price. Now, when we come back, we have to talk about, among other things, the so-called debate tonight. And NBC, the National Baloney Company, of course, has its brilliant analysts on the scene, Chuck Todd, whose real name, I think, is Chuck Rosenberg. We have Mark Murray, deputy political director for NBC. And then we have Domenico Montanaro. All right, he is the good guy. Well, we will be back to discuss how the propaganda is mounting. Ladies and gentlemen, what an indictment of the media. Rick Adams, radio avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. Only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Yes, I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. Our number is 800-313-9443. We'll get to your calls in a little bit. But first, to show you the penetration of Islamicists in the national media in America today, we will read verbatim some of what the, quote, first read pundits have to tell us from MSNBC following the debate tonight, so-called debate of the Republican candidates, and very amusing to say the least, they tell us. Now, here's an Islamic voice right here. Lauren Applebaum from NBC tells us, while Romney is used to dominating the speaking time during most of the recent previous debates, tonight he found himself speaking the least. Instead, Huckabee and Son of Cain found themselves in the spotlight for more time. Let's take a look at the part three totals. Huckabee, 5 minutes 14 seconds during four questions. Giuliani, 3 minutes and 50 seconds during two questions. Son of Cain, 3 minutes and 43 seconds during three questions. Thompson, 3 minutes and 28 during two questions. Ron Paul, 2 minutes and 55 seconds during two questions, and Romney, 2:54 during two questions. Now, in the final speaking times, Huckabee, 13 minutes and 26 seconds during nine questions, McCain, 12:27 during 12, Paul, 11 minutes, 38 seconds during 9 questions. Julie Annie, 10 minutes and 46 seconds during 7 questions. Thompson, 10:20 during 7 questions. And Romney, 9:47 during 6 questions. Now, let's see, Mr. Chuck Rosenberg, Chuck Todd, another Islamicist right here. Now, this is what Chuck tells us. The first 20 minutes of the debate was not good for the entire Republican Party. You know why? Well, he tells us why. All of the candidates struggled on the issue of the economy. Their answers may have been fine for a primary audience, but don't expect swing voters or indie voters to like what these guys said on the economy. They try to sound in touch, but their collective hesitance for government involvement explains why voters tend to want Democrats in economic downtimes. That's when folks look to government, says Chuck Todd, another Islamicist. The middle class doesn't like government's involvement when the economy is good. How do you like that for Logic 101? After the torture of dealing with the economy was over, I think all of the candidates can feel good about their performances. Fred Thompson was funny, biting, and energetic, easily his smoothest performance, but it wasn't necessarily presidential. It was a Jack Cafferty-esque or Paul Harvey-like. He sounded like a smart pundit. Thompson, did McCain a big favor, though, by softening up Huckabee. I'm guessing, though, his style played very well with South Carolina Republicans. Huckabee was more on the defensive tonight, as in any debate so far. It seemed like he was taking incoming from numerous candidates, particularly Thompson. He handled himself pretty well, but the message to conservatives was clear. He may be a social conservative, but he's no small government economic conservative. Oh, no, not Mr. Bible-believing Christian. Still, give Huckabee credit, we're told by Chuck. He answered the criticisms with his usual wit and probably did well on the likable front. And then he says Mitt Romney did well early on. Though there was an air of desperation in his answers, he quickly targeted McCain, the man standing in the way of victory in Michigan, and Romney gave one of his best change rationales I've ever heard him give. I don't understand why it took Romney nearly a year to become this guy. McCain was fine. The typical sober performance. But he needs a bit more energy. There wasn't the same fire as I've seen in previous debates. Giuliani did better than the last two debates. He was more involved, but it is interesting to watch the candidates and moderators ignore Rudy to a point. Now, here's the clincher. You buckling up your seatbelts? You got your shoulder harnesses on? Come on. And then he says, then there's Ron Paul. Chuck Todd says, why didn't Fox stick to its guns and keep him out? He was a distraction for a good portion of the debate, and he took away from the candidates who have a real shot at the nomination. There you go. There's the slingshot. That's just one of them, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's move along to some of the other, quote, brilliant observations that were made. Giuliani makes his case for foreign policy experience. Why? Because he was implicated in 9/11? And then he tells us, here it is. Okay, this is it now. Here we go. Coming up again to some of the analysis about immigration, says that immigration should never have been a key issue, basically. They waste their time on immigration. They all sound alike, essentially, and it's not that important anyway. You know, it's the economy, stupid. It's the economy, stupid. Oh, yes, and not one of them, except Ron Paul, admits things are going to get much worse, as Ron said, and of course that's because of the Federal Reserve System and the international bankster gangsters, naturally. Now, here's what Dominic Montanaro of NBC, the National Baloney Company, tells us. Huck uses Paul as a straw man. I don't know, maybe some of you saw this debate, didn't it? Maybe some of you can tell me about it. He says, now this is Domenico Montanaro. He tells us, it's notable that both Huckabee and Romney are using names of foreign policy leaders. Foreign leaders, he says. Foreign affairs is seen as weaknesses for both of them. In an effort to appear tough on foreign policy, whatever that means, Huckabee went after Ron Paul, an easy target for Republican rank and file on foreign policy. Whatever that means. Then everyone else jumped in, including Giuliani, who made sure to talk up why Israel is such an important ally. Well, isn't that sweet? Well, their little commander-in-chief, George Bush, is over there in occupied Israel, occupied Palestine, basically kowtowing to the rhetoric of free Palestine, free the occupied. George Bush is doing his usual lying, duplicitous scheme, promising more aid, more weaponry to Israel, while telling the Palestinians they must recognize Israel as a Jewish state. Now, we don't tell the Jews that they must recognize America as a Christian nation, do we? Do we? But George Bush tells the Palestinians they must recognize Israel as a, quote, Jewish state. Meaning Jews come first, you come last. And then George Bush, to try to make it look good, makes the statement that, well, Israel has to. It has to stop this occupation and go back to its pre-67 borders, quote unquote. And Israel has to stop expanding settlements. Well, of course, they just expanded more while George Bush was on the way. And George Bush gives them more American aid and comfort. Our friends, our good allies, Mr. Huckabee tells us, and Giuliani tells us, without his cross-dressing tonight. So Ron Paul, it appears, is in fact the only man, the only candidate, both Republican and Democrat, who indeed has come out swinging and will not kiss. He will not kiss the ring of Zionism. Oh, my. He won't do it. Doesn't that tell you something, ladies and gentlemen? And doesn't that tell you why Ron Paul has been essentially thrust aside, ignored, and totally treated as a non persona? Not just by the media, we can understand that, but that the polling instruments have now verified massive fraud in both Iowa and New Hampshire, these first two primaries. Now, I have some news to share with you after the upcoming break, having to do with some litigation being filed in New Hampshire to demand a hand count of all of the votes that were taken. And this is something you should know about. We'll talk about it during the program tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But when we take the break, those of you who would like, while there are copies available, hopefully, three books of wrongly blamed Dr. Qasem Khalil's book, Who Carried Out the 9/11 Attacks, the London Bombings, and the bombings, really, in Saudi Arabia as well as the Asian countries that were involved in those attacks, my friend. There have been attacks, as you know, blamed on Al-Qaeda across the world now that the United States government has claimed. Also, that video that the Pentagon released and with the audio on it, allegedly showing Iranian harassment through gunships of our fleet in the Strait of Hormuz. Now, the question remains, is it another Osama video? Is it another complete concoction and fraud by those who control the instruments of theatrical performances? Well, the Iranian government thinks so, and you know what? It sounded absolutely, totally fraudulent to me as well. The voices, the dubbing, it's just incredible the deception that's happening in America today, my friends. Stay tuned for more deception. You ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till a man of sin comes to power. All right, I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll take your calls just ahead. If you want the books, three for $25 plus five, give Manny, my producer, your name and address. I'm Rick Adams.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, okay, Rick Adams is here. And, hey, are you looking for answers to what's happening? Then call 888-211-1715 and request Packet F. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorists, and much, much more. 888-211-1715 is the number. That's 888-211-1715. Don't forget, of course, Republic Broadcasting itself, the Republic Broadcasting Network, here needs your support, it needs your help, and certainly jump aboard on the Internet if you're online at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Now's the time to call Republic Trading, by the way, for your purchase of gold and silver. Look at gold at nearly $900 an ounce. Now, Mr. Bernanke of the Fed is planning to make things better. He said we might be getting close to a recession, he said, with unemployment at about 40% and the dollar at about one-tenth of what it was worth 25 months ago or something like that. We might possibly be in for a recession. So now you know that we're heading for depression, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not an accident, by the way. Not a mistake. It's not a free fall, as many believe. Bob Chapman's newsletter this week tells us that anything like that, who believes anything like that, obviously that concept is cuckoots. You know, we say cuckoots meaning crazy. That means you're nuts. And we know that the plan is in for the dumping of the dollar. It's very simple. And the dumping of all currencies worldwide eventually. And this new world currency they're planning for us. They've been doing it since World War I. American involvement in a one-world system. Going to destroy our individuality, our neutrality, our mind-your-own-business approach, our isolationism, if you will, our freedom, our sovereignty, our independence, our uniqueness that our founding fathers intended for America, that indeed the Father in heaven intended for America to be a nation surrounded by oceans, protected by oceans, and protected mainly by divine providence. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the hour. The handwriting is on the wall. Nebuchadnezzar is here. Now read Daniel. Read the handwriting on the wall. What is precious and what is not? And in commodities, what is real money and what is not? You call Republic Trading at 800-691-7898. Now, here's what I've been waiting for, right here. Granny Warriors. How many of you have heard of Granny Warriors? I'm sure many of you have. And Granny Warriors, of course, are, they say a couple of old ladies, you know, in tennis shoes, maybe. Well, not quite. They have decided to get particularly involved and get very bright on this Ron Paul voter fraud thing, and to have a candidate in New Hampshire who right now is unnamed, but he is a small candidate who is running for office, and he is actually in legal standing to challenge the results of the primary that just took place statewide, because it's a state issue, not a local precinct by precinct, town by town issue. It is the state which holds responsibility. And tomorrow, we expect to hear, before the deadline approaches to challenge legally this election, we're expecting to hear about a suit that will demand, indeed, and show the evidence of discrepancies demanding a hand count, not a recount, but a hand count of all of the ballots and all of the voting and testimony, by the way, in a court of law on the part of those who voted, by the way, for other candidates and were not counted. So, I mean, this could get quite messy if this actually takes place, because the Ron Paul people right now, for whatever reason, have been very tight-lipped. I think they're planning something themselves, and they are releasing very shortly some sort of strategy, because they know what's going on. They're not naive people. They know that every attempt is being made to silence Ron Paul, and the most blatant attempt, the most obvious attempt, would be not an assassination, not a sidetracking of him, not merely ignoring him, which hasn't worked, obviously, but the most effective way of silencing Ron Paul is through a controlled and manipulated corrupt voting system. And that system is indeed in place in New Hampshire and virtually all of the state, about 81%. So that's the whole state. And Diebold has come up again. The names of people who have been involved in the fraud in the past once again have been in this position of power to do exactly that. So the state officials are to blame. All right, we'll be back. We'll take calls at 1-800-313-9443. This is just the beginning of a major challenge to the whole electoral system, my friends. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll take your calls when we come back with more Uncensored Radio Free America on Republic.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, I'm back. Rick Adams at 1-800-313-9443. And I should mention, those of you who wish to call the Ron Paul campaign, the number is 877-RON-PAUL-2008. Again, that number is 877-RON-PAUL-2008. That, of course, is toll-free. If you wish to call and register your support for Ron Paul and do everything you can to encourage the Paul campaign to reach out in South Carolina, Nevada, that they need to do everything that they possibly can to stop any voter fraud manipulation. If that means cameras, if that means each and every voter going out and demanding a paper ballot, demanding a receipt, and whatever in their hearts they feel they are entitled to, we need to make a ruckus, and we need to get people to do that when you vote, to do exactly that. In the meantime, with this litigation in New Hampshire taking place, very important that people do that and call the campaign of Ron Paul and tell him, tell his supporters what needs to be done. and how he must come out of this on the offensive, not the defensive. And I think that's what they're doing. They're being very coy right now, and I'll tell you, they are not accessible right now. They're just not accessible. They're in a real heated storm here. They know what they're up against. I think Ron Paul knows better than anyone who the enemy is and what the enemy is up to. And he's doing pretty well considering, the fact that it takes a pretty strong individual to stand up to these monsters. And the people that are out to get him are in his so-called own party. They're evil. You know, the John McCains of the world, the Huckstabees, all of these people are evil, as far as I'm concerned. And that's why they're, good grist for the mill to become president. Because they're willing to compromise, sell their souls, not just compromise, but sell their very souls to the devil in order to gain power. Oh, Jesus was presented with that very same option. Satan himself, I will give you everything if you'll bow down and support me. Make me president. Do all these good things for me. And Jesus had the perfect answer. He didn't have wobbly knees. He didn't have stammering lips. Like the rest of these hypocrites, came right out and identified Satan and says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the Father. And that's what people need to do. Now, Ron Paul is doing a fairly good job. He's not perfect, but considering what he's up against, he is a statesman in the final days of the Roman Empire. He is standing up against these criminals, these internationalists, these interventionists, New World Order types, who are helping, directly and indirectly, create the situations that will lead to a one-world system of Antichrist. All in the name, by the way, of quoting the scriptures, like Huckstabee and people like that. Now, I'm going to take a call, first off, from an old friend who we haven't spoken to, my goodness, since a year ago, it seems. And that is Wolfgang. Hello, Wolfgang.
Hey, Rick. Good to
How
be
have you
your
been
program.
There, Wolfgang?
Well, I've been fine. I've been doing some escape and evasion maneuvers here because
I can
of,
imagine.
because of the scenario that was unfolding there in Missouri. I'm at an undisclosed location right now. I really can't divulge mm-hmm. where I'm at, but I am still bringing the battle to the enemy as fast and furious as I can, as you are. And I appreciate your program, and I'm Amen. Glad that you have given me the opportunity to be on your airwaves. I really appreciate that.
Oh, bless you, bless you. Now, are you still doing the in-your-face TV?
Yes, I sure am. It's currently on the internet. You can watch it at inyourface.tv, and we're doing a whole series of Ron Paul TV spots right now,
mm-hmm.
and the whole theme is a government of one.
A government of one.
I am a citizen of the United States, a government of one.
Mm-hmm.
And I've posted a few of the clips on your chat room here, so
okay.
some of your listeners can see those right on the spot.
Uh-huh.
And you as well, you can check them out on your chat room if you have internet capability
yeah,
right
I'm
now.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be doing a lot of things. I don't know. I'm not able to do everything at one time because I'm trying to read the screen. But I was never big on chat rooms myself. I've never gotten into them.
Sure.
But I've got to start doing that, I suppose, and follow the leaders.
Well, some of your listeners are saying there that they want yeah. you back on for 2 hours.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Well, we're supposed to be changing the schedule again, but the network is trying to launch other streams, other channels.
Sure.
So they're giving other people access so that we can have more voices right now, and that was the idea. And so I conceded the first hour for the time being.
Okay.
This year we're looking forward in the next month or two, I hope, to be able to go back to normal. So.
All right. Well. Some of the good things that are happening in my life is besides being free and with my boots on the right side of the grass, my oldest daughter is on board with the 911 Truth Movement and the Ron Paul Movement, and also right. my second oldest daughter, her name is Rachel, she is yeah. on board also, so now it's a whole family affair.
Now, what happened in Missouri with your daughters and your wife, your family, that was under attack?
My wife is here with me right now. We rescued her from the belly of the beast. She's here with me. She's safe.
Mm-hmm.
My other children, my other three, are currently en route to our relatives up here in, well, I can't really say where they're going, but very soon we will be reunited.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yes, it is.
I'm very happy to hear that. So the Lord really pulled you through this marvelously, didn't he?
Yeah, it's been a rough battle, but hey,
it's never easy, you know.
We will prevail.
Yeah, well, that's the main thing, and you have fought the beast, as you say. That beast system is, you know, engulfing the whole world.
That's right.
And we're going to have to stand up with the whole armor of God, aren't we?
Yes, everybody out there listening to this program, do not be discouraged by the events in New Hampshire.
I'm very encouraged, actually.
Just redouble the efforts mm-hmm. and bring it to them.
Bring it
right to the enemy.
Amen. Well, I hope you call more, too, as well as being in the chat room, Wolfgang. We'd like to be able to talk to you more and have you on as a guest again as well.
Well, I hope you understand, Rick. I have to do that on purpose because escape and evasion tactics.
I understand that.
I can't let these guys know exactly where I am very much.
That's understood, but if you can, you're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
I will certainly do that, Rick. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you sometime in the near future, sir.
Amen, and bless you.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for the airtime.
You bet, Wolfgang.
All right, bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, as Wolfgang. Ernie in Virginia now is up on the line. Hello, Ernie. Hey, Ernie.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, good to hear you.
Thank you. I missed the debate tonight, but I am listening to your narrative discussion.
Mm-hmm.
No surprise, but I did see Wolf Blitzer earlier mm-hmm. bringing up some old Ron Paul newsletters and attacking some newsletters 20-plus years ago. Racist attacks.
What were some of those salient points that we need to know about Ron Paul and how bad he is?
I know, but they kept saying this, and we're going to have Ron Paul on to provide his statement and response, and he kept saying that, but this went on for about an hour, it seemed like. Kept bringing it up. How shocked he was.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and, you know, when he finally was given a chance to speak, he talked about his position and his heroes and even mentioned Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King and his next fundraising event.
Well, I won't hold that against him.
Right. But, you know, bringing stuff out of the hat like this, but there was no discussion on the potential fraud of these voting machines.
No, and that's the most important point here.
Right. You know, the newsletters 20 years ago and the fact that Ron Paul's hand count showed 15% of the vote for Ron Paul, and when you look at the towns where the hand counts were done, Ron Paul was getting like 34% in Richmond, New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
Lyman, New Hampshire, 28.7%, Orange, mm-hmm. New Hampshire, hand count, 25% for Dr. Paul. Arts location, hand count, 25% for Dr. Paul,
mm-hmm.
on and on and on. So how is it that these electronic voting machines are just so far from the hand count? And I'm glad that somebody is challenging this.
Yeah, did you go to Granny Warriors? Granny Warriors, type it into a search engine.
Okay.
And you'll see the sites come up. And these gals have been fighting so well that they have another website set up to attack them. So you know they're making some impact here on these elections. And Ron Paul, of course, is their favored candidate. And they have they've finally gotten off their blessed assurances, like unlike many of the movement. And they have they've found the legal way of getting into the state and challenging the whole process. Needs to be done right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Before the deadline.
This is very important. I saw a number of articles today on this. Besides Devi Kidd, who's really done a yeoman's job, she has really been after this vote fraud for some time, but
mm-hmm.
she has one article after another pushing that a challenge be made, and she gives the details on what's really going on and
mm-hmm.
the history of the Daboll flawed electronic voting machines.
Mm-hmm.
And another good article by Stephen Lindman on Rents.com, fraud U.S. style, fake videos and elections, and he talks about the details. Mm-hmm. And then on globalresearch.ca, www.globalresearch.ca, mm-hmm. Mr. Chen and another writer, I forget his, Dennis Cook, I believe, talks about the manipulation. Now, this goes beyond Ron Paul. It also affects Senator Obama. But when you see the media talking about, you know, they've got to do something to improve their polling process, but then apparently all these older ladies showed up to vote, and all the unexpected turnout and all this seemed to change everything, but no discussion, Rick, on fraudulent voting.
No, it's been totally, completely censored from any of the media coverage, and that is a telltale sign right there. Because even if you didn't buy into it, you would at least report it.
Exactly.
And you'd report that there are respectable people. Now, we're not talking about some redneck beer-guzzling, beer-barrel-belly guy down in Timbuktu somewhere. We're talking about computer programmers. We're talking about experts in the field. We're talking about university professors who have done this. They have researched this subject, and they know about the touchscreen voting and the touchpad system and the computer programming being changed, how it's altered our elections, and they're willing to testify. They've even testified in Congress about this.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing new about it. So here they've totally, completely censored the whole subject in the newspapers, the pages of the New York Times, and all of the other ragtag papers.
Well, it clearly shows that we have a ministry of propaganda in the country.
Absolutely, and that's good that we can see it. Now we can prove it. Now we can show people and say, look, here's the proof we've been talking about all these years. Here it is. This election has proved it. And I think that is a giant step forward.
Exactly. If Ron Paul doesn't accomplish anything else but change our voting process to help ensure some integrity in the process for the first time in, 30 or 40 years, mm-hmm. this will be a major breakthrough. And talking about a legacy, it will far surpass our current president.
Oh, absolutely.
If we can get a change out of this. Well, thank you, Rick.
By the way, let me ask you something mm-hmm. else, Ernie. Now, you know, you've heard the Iranian response to this claim, the Defense Department Pentagon tape and the video supposedly showing these Iranian gunboats and the harassment that was afforded them, supposedly. What is your own perception on this? Do you believe this has been a fabrication, as the government of Iran has said?
Well, you know, there's probably a little falsehood on both sides, but looking at those videos, I thought I'd seen them sometime before, and it sort of reminded me of Osama bin Laden videos.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's the same ones over and over, and pretty soon, I mean, if you watch TV ever so often, and you see those kind of gunboats and those kind of vessels, it wouldn't surprise me if they weren't the same vessels from other clippings, maybe even going back to the Yemen attack. Who knows?
Well, you know, the thing that impresses me is I sort of have an ear and an eye for theatrics, and having been in the field, and I can sort of sense there's something not kosher, if I may use that term, about the voices that we heard on them. On those recordings?
Oh, yes.
And they sound so canned, they sound so totally un-Iranian, that it almost sounds as if they were done in a studio. And I'm saying to myself, it doesn't sound right, nor does it make any sense, by the way, except from Mr. Bush's perspective on the eve of his, trip to the Middle East, to have this, quote, tension build up with Iran, knowing that George Bush and the neocons want war, not Iran.
Exactly.
Iran, it wouldn't make any sense for them to do anything to create a war.
Precisely, Rick. What would they gain by having a war?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. No reason in the world for it. And that's why I tend to agree certainly more with the Iranian position than with this neocane position in Washington, emanating from the citadel of darkness. it's tragically funny, it is. But, I mean, we are living in such a time of deception that now you can understand, you know, when Jesus spoke of the end times, and he said that things will become so dark and so dismal that, you know, we're told in the scriptures through his apostles that even the elect themselves would be deceived if it were possible.
Oh,
this deception
absolutely.
Is so massive.
And Rick, one last thought on
yeah.
this. the thing that gets me is all this discussion about the country, and this is a totally different subject, but the country going into possibly a recession.
Almost.
My gracious. If you follow what's been going on for over a year. Over a year and 3 months. Right. It's incredible.
There you go. More of the same.
Right. What can we believe out of mainstream media anymore?
Nothing now. We can't even believe if they give us the time of day, we have to check our wristwatches. That's how bad it is. All right, Ernie.
But it can be a form of entertainment because you watch these people and you wonder how many Americans can be so snookered by this disinformation.
You know, playing Russian roulette can also be a form of entertainment, but I don't want to be there on that firing line. You know? It's nauseating, and it is a form of torture, no question. Masochism, yes, to watch and listen to the media propagandists. I thank the Lord that I have become so knowledgeable in this area now and so personally attuned to deception that I can see right through them when they speak, when they write. It's just so nauseating. I'll tell you, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. Thank you, Ernie.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Hey, we'll come back with Steve in Ohio next, right after the break. Don't forget the book, Wrongly Blamed, 3 for $25 plus 5 shipping. You give us your name, we'll give you the address to write to off air by calling our studio at 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Adams is here, and Steve in Ohio is next. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Rick. How you doing?
Okay, sir. How are you?
I called to tell you that I just never learned. I started believing a little bit in old Wolf Blitzer on CNN, you know, because he was giving Ron Paul a little bit of time, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I started thinking, well, maybe old boy's going to be fair about things.
You're giving him a hard time, huh?
Yeah. So I, after the debates, I get on to read a little bit of propaganda, so I go to their CNN website, and they got this big thing plastered all over their website about Ron Paul's newsletters from the 90s.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, this is the most serious attack against Ron Paul I've ever seen.
Well, I used to get all of his newsletters, so what did he say in the 90s that was so terrifying and horrifying?
He said, here's the headlines, big headlines. Ron Paul's 90s newsletters was a rant against blacks and gays. And then they got a picture of the newsletter. They get a picture of the newsletter and just attacking the heck out of him. And now I'm starting to think, you know, him getting that airtime was just like a setup for this big attack, you know. And Jesus, is disgusting. You know?
Well, you got to understand now, the way these big conglomerate media companies who are owned by a handful of families operate is these guys are actually told in no uncertain terms that they had better step into line when it comes to this candidate, Ron Paul. I mean, they actually put out memos. They tell them how they're going to ask questions, what kinds of questions they're going to ask, and how they're going to be presenting him in the public view. There's no question. You see the pattern on all of the networks. Clearly the handwriting is on the wall, and clearly there is a script they are following. So they want to keep their jobs. I mean, I suppose you can't blame them for that. They know where their bread is buttered, and they're corrupt, you know. But the fact of the matter is that Ron Paul has withstood the test of time, and they certainly won't. They're not going to, like King Nebuchadnezzar, you know. He is weighed in the balance and found wanting. Well, I can say the same about these media people, that's for sure.
Yeah, you just can't trust them. You know, I watched the debate tonight, and it looked like it was going along real good, and all of a sudden they just started attacking him, you know, everybody laughing at him, trying to make him look stupid.
Did they say that did not make any sense? I know they don't make sense, but what is it they threw at him that could make it stick? What?
They're just trying to twist things around, and every time he had tried to say something, you know, they'd put a split screen up with Romney laughing on one side and Ron Paul talking on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Just their dirty little tricks, you know, like always, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I mean, I don't think anybody that's got any brains can see they're just attacking him. You know,
but it looks like he is being picked on, and that is good.
Yeah, really.
Because in the average person's mind, that looks like a setup, and that's what it is.
I would say a majority of Americans usually stick up for the underdog. You know,
yes.
Somebody's being attacked.
It's like gang rape. You see a woman being raped by a gang of hoods, right? Who gets the sympathy, the rapists or the victim?
That's exactly right.
Well, that's the answer right there.
Okay, Rick.
Sounds interesting.
I'll let you go tonight, but it just continues on, doesn't it?
And we do too, because this is going to go right down to the final sword.
It's
going to be a battle of spiritual swords in the very near future, my friend.
Thank you, Steve,
and keep on keeping on.
Okay, see you later, Rick.
All right, thank you. We will. Now, tomorrow night, we have a program, by the way, on hemp, believe it or not. No, not the hemp that you're used to hearing about. Not that kind of hemp, but hemp food, believe it or not. A very special sponsor of RBN will be here to answer your questions about hemp and how it can help the body metabolize, strengthen the body, the food now, hemp, not the substance that people smoke. So we'll sort it all out tomorrow night on the program. Give us a little reprieve so that we can come back next week with more hard-hitting analyses. All right, you join me, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, tomorrow night, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and that's republicbroadcasting.org. Stay with us throughout the day for more fascinating talk. Since 19